everyone, this is Just a Mom, and I'm Karimi Kagwe, and this is
George Kagwe,
and we've been doing a conversation on the truth about marriage. Check out our previous two videos. We talked about different things. Watch them. Is it usually here or here or here? Anyway, watch them so that you can catch up on how far we've all the things we've talked about. And today we want to talk about communication, the big communication word that is thrown around so much in, you know, marriage talks and discussions.
And
yes, so we oh, I'm sorry,
Natania.
Hey, okay. Natania is a new one. Anyway, so we've been talking about what's the difference, or rather what's been your journey between your first year of marriage and now 7 years. We've been 7 years married. We celebrated our 7 years.
We've been 7 years married.
Oh my gosh, that's such a Kenya thing. Those pastors.
We've been married.
We've been married 7 years. And sadly, Corona, man. Did you even do anything? Anyway.
Yes, what do you mean?
We want to talk about the difference between communication between in our first year of marriage and how it's been now. How can you compare it to now, 7 years married? Right?
Yeah, you start for a change.
You want me to start? So, first year of marriage, freshly married. We've come from premarital counseling. We've learned all these things about communication, how to talk to each other. We've done, what are those called? Personality.
Did premarital counseling really help us even in our first year of marriage?
Yeah, it did. I think it did.
I don't remember anything.
You know, let me tell you, when life happens, so many things, you honestly, you don't remember everything you learned, but I know it did help us cover a few things. Anyway, so I'm like I was saying, we're fresh. We've done the personality tests, we've done love language quizzes, we've done, I mean, we had all those things at the thing, you know.
Fresh. What are love languages? You know, you're talking, and maybe
I'm sorry, I need to explain. Love languages are like, for example, gifts, receiving of gifts. Some people love physical touch, like this one. Others prefer acts of service. What are the other ones? I've only said three. I've said
acts of service,
gifts, touch,
affirmation.
Affirmation, and what's the fifth one? Is that book over there? Gosh, what's the fifth one?
Maybe you can tell us in the comment section down below.
There's one we're forgetting. Acts of service, gifts, receiving gifts, words of affirmation, physical touch. Oh my gosh, I can't see that book. I would have grabbed it right now.
5 minutes later.
Let me Google. You want to chat while I Google?
No, because it's bad manners.
It's bad manners. Five love languages. So, and they are acts of service, quality time. Oh my gosh, how could we forget quality time? So it's acts of service, quality time, words of affirmation, tangible gifts.
There's someone who's watching this video, they're shouting, quality time! Quality time!
Thank you for shouting. We heard you. No, we didn't. Anyway, so those are the five love languages. And so we knew mine is gifts, definitely. And the secondary one is words of affirmation. Yours is touch.
Acts of service.
Yes, those two things. But then we should redo those quizzes and see how they've changed since.
We can redo and then you'll post.
We'll do that. That's a good video to do.
It's a good exercise.
It's a good exercise to do. We
can do it in a video.
Even physical. What are they called? Our personalities. That's a good one. Anyway, so yes, we're fresh. We know all these things, and now he knows how my personality and how he should be talking to me, and I know his personality and how he should be, you know, talking, or whatever, how I should be talking to him, and vice versa. But I remember thinking in my first year of marriage, and I've talked about this, I think, before, where this guy is so different from what I'm used to. I'm a girl. I've been raised in a home full of girls. And now I've married an alpha male. You know, alpha. Alpha male. Like, I would describe George either as a roaring lion or a ferocious tiger.
You're such a viper.
What did I
say?
You
have to say it slowly.
Yes.
Roaring, because yo, the viper tongue is about to come out.
Ferocious tiger. Mm. And me, I'm just there like, where? When he talks, it's those ones for thundering. And I was not used to that. I remember feeling the shocks of my life. And yes, and it's been a growth period learning how, for both of us to learn how to talk to each other without causing death.
Damage.
Yeah, complete.
Or complete damage. Damage. Imekua, but.
Damage is there. I mean, we are flawed human beings, and definitely we've hurt each other many times. But I remember that was my biggest shock, that I was like, haja, this is how people talk to each other and they love each other. Oh my God. My life is over. My marriage is over. Whatever. And that's something I was definitely not used to. But now, and I remember, oh yeah, the cute thing that we had. You remember the cute thing we started in our first year of marriage that died after that? That we had said every time we apologize, you have to buy the person a gift.
Oh, you put the word beloved.
Oh yeah.
So if you feel like calling someone ngombe, say beloved ngombe.
Oh, we're so cute. Mm. Oh, those things stopped a long time ago. Say what you need to say. Mm. Gifts we buy when, you know, yeah. He still buys gifts. We still buy gifts for each other. Acts of service are still done here and there. Physical touch, I need to remind myself. I know that's something that's still a work in progress. Yeah, because I didn't know. I mean, him being an alpha male, sometimes it was hard for me to remember that he's still just a teddy bear. He just wants to be hugged and cuddled and sometimes allow him to lie on my lap as we watch a movie.
Need some love.
Yeah, so that's what I would say about communication. It's still a work in progress. We still, I love the fact that we're friends. So we talk how we need to talk. And then we sometimes make up later or whatever. But yes, there's been a lot of growth, definitely. And I don't get as injured as I used to. Now I'm usually like...
Oh, you're tough. Tough, thick skin.
And you've also softened.
Have I?
Yes. My gosh, you have. Mm. There was a time I was sure by the way this marriage is ending. And it wasn't such a long time ago.
Mm.
Yeah. I was like, I ain't about this life. Anyway, yeah. So, you?
Well, for me, I think from the onset, even when we were dating... Mm. I said I'll come in never pretending who I am.
Mm-hmm.
We've come from different backgrounds. Like I've said, even I've done a video before where, you know, her personality type is that one for Horerad. But also it's their family. Their family.
Excuse me?
What?
What is
Horerad? Horerad is very
timid. We believe this is a global audience.
Very timid. Mm-hmm. All right. Very
not
timid.
Timid. Not timid, just but polite.
But like Horerad, there's no other word I can use to. Like,
polite.
I'm a Tulia. Like, is relaxed, laid back. Yeah, yeah,
that's
laid back.
That's
laid back.
Better.
Laid back. Timid. Laid back. Laid
what
back.
Do you
not
mean,
timid.
Timid.
Not anyway. Timid. Mm-hmm. Laid back. It's my turn to speak. You, Leonga Yako, my Melissa. So, so even their family is very, you get like,
we
conflict.
Don't raise our voices.
Conflict is very diplomatic. Mm. Like, it's UN. You're talking about a war, but it's like it's love. So that's how for us guys it's the loudest voice in the room is the one that wins.
True.
And is the one that has taken over. So we're very expressive in expressing ourselves. We rarely say I'm sorry. Like afamo, I'm sorry.
That is so true.
Ni kama kutoa meno kwa simba. It's like removing a
tooth. I've seen it to the kina even
from a lion.
Yeah.
Saying I'm sorry. Mm. So me, these things I learned from her. And I learned from generally in life.
Hiya,
just dealing with different. Yeah, yeah. In our famous, saying I'm sorry.
You learned from
sorry,
me.
Sorry, utajua ni sorry.
Basi ni sorry.
You will know it's sorry. By deeds. How someone will look at you or how they will just end an argument. Hmm. You will know that is sorry.
Wow.
So me, I've come into this relationship. Where her, she has to hear, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And it has to be meant. She has to feel the weight of the words.
You have to look into my eyes. You have to, like, say, don't say the way you're like, ah, si, sorry.
I'm like, Chile, sorry is sorry.
No.
You know,
sorry
those
is
kids,
just a word.
Those kids, when you're crying like this, they come, oh, unalia.
Yeah, that's George.
Unalia.
That is George, yeah.
So, anyway, so for me, I was like, hey, me, I'll come in real. This is who I am. I'm not going to pretend or anything. Hey. In a conflict, you will know who I is. Of course, it was shocking for her because she's from, you know, like far more where them they resolve issues in a family meeting. Mm. As like them, they there's an amicable way on how they resolve issues.
Oh, that's what you mean. Okay, got it.
Okay. Me, I'm from the place where, yo, and then they can even take a week. Me, I'm like, if there's an issue, we solve it now.
Hmm.
Okay? So
very,
that's...
Very aggressive.
Very aggressive.
The Russia's tiger.
But that's where I came... That's where I was coming from.
Hmm.
So in terms of communication, I felt... Is that here, Taji?
No, they're closing the gate, I think.
So I felt like in the beginning years, communication was not as fluid as it is right now, and rightfully so. So we would communicate well when it came to love, like when it came to nice things in the clouds, we had to not communicate vizuri. But now when it came to the other things, conflict and the likes, I felt like there was always a clash, because it was always a thing of how she has her way of doing conflict things, which is kunyamaza, go to your corner, and the other person stays in the corner, and we all stay in the doghouse for as long as she wants to stay in the doghouse. And me, I'm like, hey, let's resolve this thing right now, right? So later on is when we started now talking about these things. So I should be like, I want to talk to you. We need to talk. We need to, you know, that thing of a lady tells you we need to talk. So I'm like, oh, shucks. Now what is this now? I don't like the way you talk to me. And the way communicate.
And then because of your ferocious tigerness, whenever we would be in a community, like we're trying to talk to each other, I would never be able to get out all the things that I wanted to say. So I loved writing. I love writing you maybe long texts or long emails. Yeah. And you didn't even read them. You're usually them. Like skimming.
Just top,
top, middle, end.
I'm like, eh-heh.
Before I figure that out.
So happened your anger iko. Up in the middle, explanation, in the end, conclusion.
Hey, and when I write text, I can't write.
Yeah, so she used to write text. So for me, I'm like, listen. So when we're arguing, she'd be like, I can't process my thoughts well when I'm arguing with you. So give me time, I'll write it to you. I'm like, chile, we're in the same house. Talk! Open your mouth! Talk!
Don't be rude.
No, but that's what I see. That's what I used to think.
I know.
I'm like, talk. Like these. Is it mental block? What's going on? Ongea. Fungua mdomo. Open your mouth and talk. And so it was very hard.
Mm.
Until now when we started sitting down and now dissecting all issues, which is, I think, a good thing, because you met me in the middle. Because I always felt like you wanted me to hear you and accept you the way you are.
True.
But you didn't want to accept me the way I am.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a thing of like accusation of you're the one supposed to change.
Mm-hmm.
You get? And I always used to express that, and I'm like, Chile, I've accepted you the way you are. You've told me, oh, you have to write, I tell you, Sawa, no problem, write. I try my best to read. I get Google or I get a narrator to read it for me.
Mm-hmm.
Then the other thing is you are not reciprocating it. So I look like I'm the monster, I'm the bad guy. I'm the one who's supposed to change. And yet I'm like, if we're going to be free, and this is a free space, be the one to meet me halfway. So at least, I think in our fourth year is when, now you like started climatizing to it,
mm-hmm.
to the fact that, okay, let me now listen to what this bugger is saying,
mm-hmm.
so that now we can be able to meet
mm-hmm.
halfway.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I think now the steps towards... And even you changed. You realized.
Yeah, I had to.
Because, this is a space where we can say what I need to say.
I had to have a meeting with myself. Because I realized how much of a girl I was. I just wanted you to hear, like, to be the one who's... I'm the princess. Like, hey, like, just comply. Be nice to me.
This ain't Cinderella.
I know. Don't I know it? Yeah, all those things are just... Real life is rough, man.
Yeah, na mulia na Beijing. Adjust. Unataka equality. So... So so for me, that's the thing about communication. So even when it comes to communicating about I mean we still have hurdles
mm-hmm.
to go over.
Yeah.
Like the thing that I used to be so and I still am
mm-hmm.
is mtu
mm-hmm.
anajua vitu zimeisha kwa hao.
Mm.
They know you're on the way home. And there are some things that are not there in the house.
So you should know. Anyway.
But they don't send you a text so that you PTR the store. Because the store is on the way home. They wait for you to get home. Then they tell you, oh yeah, by the way. And it's a commodity you need. Like, you can't go to bed and wake up tomorrow morning and go.
Mm-hmm.
It could, I remember it either was diapers, formula, drinking water. Because now, where we stayed, we couldn't, boiling the water was not making any difference. Fluoride, manenos and stuff. So we now had to invest and start buying drinking water. Wait, you're going to fall. So I'm like, Yanni, those things, I mean, it still happens now. It's only that now it's not as often. So again, for me, communication is not just about the conveying of the message. It's about thinking through.
Yeah, thinking ahead.
Thinking through everything in your day.
And that's the thing. I think that's where the personality comes in as well. Because for you, you think in a very methodical way. Like, everything is organized. George knows when he wakes up, this is what I'm going to do till the end of the day. Hey, me,
But I don't think it's personality.
I think that's how you're, that's how you're, that's how you're wired. It's
bringing up.
Possibly, yeah. It's bringing
up. Because you see, me, I was brought up, my dad, like, used to reinforce.
Yeah.
Like, yo, bro, think ahead, eh?
Yeah.
Like, don't think just now.
Hey, for me. Think ahead. It's like, hey, milk as a shad. That's when I go and buy.
Mm.
You get, like, I was less like that. Maybe I became a bit better, obviously, when I started living alone and, you know, was running my own house and when I was living with my sister and stuff. But I'm learning and I've learned that that's now where the difference comes in. And that's what I was saying. There's a difference in our wiring. You know, you've taught me to be remembering. Oh, yeah, I need to write a list instead of forgetting that, oh my gosh, TP is about to Isha, and then now I tell you on the date as Isha. So, yeah.
Or even writing it when you see it, something is over. Because exactly. That's why you have a mobile device even.
Exactly.
You don't have a
mulika. Hey, those things really vex George.
Because you go to the supermarket, like, this should be a whole episode by itself.
You think
you
so?
You go to a supermarket, she sent you a list, you buy things. Then when you go back home,
oh my gosh, I forgot toilet paper.
I forgot to tell you there's no drinking water.
Yeah.
I'm like, woman, our job is not to go to the store in and out.
I love going to the supermarket. Like,
it's our digo.
But then I love going to the supermarket. Yeah.
You have to plan,
for me, it's an outing. I'm like, woohoo, Kwanza, this year, going to the supermarket used to be my escape. I'm like, yes, get out of the house. No quarantine. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, so that's basically, I think that's it. That's our video on, that's our discussion on communication. Please send your comments and your opinions, or rather share with us how you communicate with your spouse, your partner. We'd really love to hear from you so that we, you know, can keep the conversation going. Thank you for watching. We'll see you in the next one. Bye.
Bye. Is that how you say it? Bye. Wow. Start your own channel.
Mm.
What?